This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of all the things over there. Well, joining us right now, Colonel Jim Warshak, retired United States Air Force Colonel and Chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible
with liberty, and justice
for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, big night at the RNC. I thought the opening night was great. I didn't think it could get much better, but I think last night it did.
Well, the momentum is there, and great presentations by everyone last night. And, of course, the First Lady spoke, and that was just resounding. I think the Republican Party and the Trump campaign have put together, you know, just a masterful event for this convention for the week, and looking forward to the rest of it. And tonight is about heroes and veterans, so I think you hit the nail on the head. Will it get any better? And I think it will.
Well, of course, the first night the Republican convention drew five times the viewers the first night of the Democratic Party did. I'm not surprised about that. And of course, We do know that we know that Melania was a big hit last night, but so wasn't our Pam Bondi, our former attorney general.
Yeah, she was just phenomenal in her presentation, and you know this is key, and I'm glad you mentioned the viewership five times more than on the first night of the Democrat convention. And I haven't looked into how they're tabulating this because, you know, there's a number of networks, carrying this. So, whether it's the single one that's doing it or it's a combination of multiples, it may be even more than that. But, you know, I know there's a lot of other, things going on around the country. There's watch parties every single night this week around the country where patriots and supporters of the president are watching this in groups, and I know in Thursday night coming up in the Tampa area, there's going to be at least 8 of these events around the Hillsborough, Tampa area.
Mm. Now, the other thing is we understand that I've been talking a lot about the Biden family being probably the most corrupt of all the political families, because we didn't realize how much money Joe Biden and his group of five had taken over the 8 years he was vice president. But it's not in the millions like the Bushes were and the Clintons were and the Obamas were. What's not in the millions, this is in the billions of dollars.
A lot of people line their pockets because of Vice President then Joe Biden's access, and they used that effort and his connections to do that. And I mean, I'd love to see the list of people who use it. It wasn't just him and his son Hunter. It's hundreds of people all tied in the Obama administration. And probably going back to some from the Clinton administration, but this was a network of unknown proportions as far as the corruption.
Mm. Now, folks, I need to tell everybody that we've had an update on Hurricane Laura. We have 110-mile-an-hour sustained winds with gusts to 130, and this storm is going to skip past a Category 3 to a Category 4. Sometime today. This is going to be a major devastating hurricane going to a Category 4 sometime later today. It may drop back off to a 3 when it comes on shore, but it's definitely going to go to the next level, Category 4. The surge, folks, which is the waters what killed you, not necessarily the winds, but the surge is going to be 7 to 11 foot, some areas 13 foot. You need to make preparations to get the heck out of the way if you're anywhere close by. This is not a drill. This is a real deal for you folks listening to me in southeastern Texas and southwestern and central Louisiana. Wow, there's a storm for you, sir.
Absolutely, absolutely. And people need to move inland and take all the precautions, as you said, to get ready for it.
You bet. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshuk, the retired U.S. Air Force colonel, also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Got a lot more stuff to be talking about here. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the captain here to tell you all about the latest addition to the Moss family automotive family, and it's Moss Acura on North Ford Avenue. Now, Acura competes very favorably with other luxury brands. For example, the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand, and it's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay. And the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze. Now, the RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant with 10-speed automatic transmission. And the best news about Moss Acura is you get all of the high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Now, each vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, surface shield protections, and many more added features. Veterans, active military, first responders, pastors, and church workers also receive huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program. And don't forget, 20% off your service on your service work done in the department there at Moss Acura, too. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan, or visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you an extra $500 off the vehicle you're looking at, certified or pre-owned. Well, back to Colonel Jim Morshak from the Hillsborough County Republican Party and retired U.S. Air Force. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Got to say hello to the grandfather, or I'm saying not the grandfather. Well, he's a grandfather, too. The godfather, George, is chiming in.
Hey, good morning, George.
Yep, and he says, the Republicans' presentation, we open in prayer. Also, we spoke of God, and the Democrats left God out of the pledge, and we did not. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I happened to listen to the Pledge of Allegiance, and I knew, of course, Under God was in there, but the Democrats blew that one. That was one of the things that people did not like about the Democratic Convention, taking Under God out of the pledge.
Yeah, they've been doing that a lot, and they've been doing it pretty sternly, and that I know I've heard people have come to us and said, that's one of the reasons they've left or leaving the Democrat Party is because They've abandoned American values, and part of what they looked at as American values is, you know, our Constitution and our founders' relationship to God. So people are getting it, and they're watching, and they're doing what they need to do.
Now, God's gift to politics, or at least she thinks so, Hillary Clinton, has told Joe Biden, under no circumstances should you concede on election night, under no circumstances. My question is, does she think that Joe's going to lose?
I think that's a pretty good indicator right there. And I know, look, both parties do internal polling, totally different from what you see the polls that are put out publicly by the various polling groups. And I think at this point in time, the Democrats have a pretty good indicator of where they are with Joe Biden. The fact that the single biggest thing that we're hearing from people is they will not renounce the violence. They will not renounce
right.
the violence.
Right.
And that is really bothering people. And then you go into all the other things where, you know, groups like Antifa and BLM are on the, you know, Biden's name is on their websites and what have you. But that really is the single biggest thing that bothers people more than anything, is that they're just condoning what's going on. There's nothing being said. They're actually promoting it by, you know, their pundits who are going out on numerous networks and not condoning it or criticizing it. And, you know, that's a key indicator to many people of where they want to be. You know, they're tired of this year of 2020 being what it is, and their hope is for something better, and it's not the Democrat Party.
Now, I want to talk about something military before I move back to politics here, and that is the fact that over the weekend, the United States gave Camp Taji, our largest military installation in Iraq, back to the Iraqis. And the Iraqis not only got that base, but they got some $350 million worth of equipment that's at that base. I don't know where this is going to go, but are the Iraqis ready to go it alone?
Well, you know, it has to do a lot with what's going on in Iran. And I think a key indicator of how things are going, we talked about this a few weeks ago, the recent peace agreement between Israel and UAE and the United States. And you go all the way back to the early part of President Trump's administration, where he met with 50 Middle Eastern leaders in Saudi Arabia. That is part of a long-term strategy to cause things to happen, and Iran is a key piece, and Iran is hurting. They're pulling back financial support to a lot of groups because they just don't have it, and they're pulling back a lot of their instigators and influencers around the Middle East because they just can't afford to do it. So this may very well be part of that.
And, of course, Jared Kushner is going to be leading the U.S. delegation over to the Israeli-UAE meeting that they'll be having over there. So he will be leading that delegation.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the other key things that came out of that, there's a number of other Middle Eastern countries that just because Israel and UAE signed that agreement or about to sign that agreement, want similar agreements with Israel and the U.S. So this is a very strategic piece in this whole Middle Eastern puzzle, because most of these countries, it's the violent radical groups that are causing this in Iran. Mm-hmm. Most of those countries, they're looking for something better, and long-term, oil is not the thing for them. They're looking for other forms of business, and if you have a region engulfed in flames, you can't do business very well because nobody wants to come to that part of the world.
Yep, and we got a caller here. Let's go to the line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's John again from Atlanta. I was going to give you an update on the Kenosha shooting.
Please do.
Again. Yeah, so from multiple videos, it seems that the shooting was a self-defense shooting. The young man is a white male with a green shirt. Was actually videoed supporting the police early on, and he was attacked by a large guy, and he tried to run away, but couldn't get away, and so he shot the guy. He called the police to report the shooting, and then a group of people come to attack him, and he ran down the street. He fell, and three different guys come up on him, and he shot one after another. I've never seen anything like it. There's multiple angles of it.
Okay, because we heard there was three people shot, and one might have been killed.
Yeah, I think there's one that's been reported as dead now, so I just need to pray for our nation and
yeah, you're right, John.
Hope, you know, we can get through this stuff.
All right. And thank you. Thank you, John. I appreciate it very much. And we're going to talk about something related to that. But, John, thank you very much for the update. Now, that's one of our listeners in Atlanta, Colonel, and he let us know this earlier, and that's really something.
Yeah, appreciate that update.
Yeah, now I want to talk about something that's going to happen this weekend, and this kind of all ties in. Denise Simon and I last hour talked about something was going to happen. We didn't know what, we didn't know why, but there's all kinds of intel floating around through the federal law enforcement agencies and some of the military intelligence agencies and whatnot. We're starting to get pieces, bits and pieces of stuff. But we've got this big protest coming up this weekend in D.C. called Get Off Our Necks, which is Al Sharpton and the National Action Network. You know them, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say.
We're looking at a lot of indicators. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you start looking and you're seeing large numbers, over 1,000 bus permits, meaning you have to have a permit to bring a bus into D.C. for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And these are all the kind of indicators that Denise talks about that we look at to give us a better feel for size and scope of what could occur.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also on August 28th, which is an anniversary going back to 1963 for American civil rights. So Sharpton using that as the backdrop. And indicators are this could turn violent or certainly be an influencer of violence in other cities around the country.
Yeah, that's what we've been hearing, that the other blue cities and some cities that, by the way, Atlanta was mentioned as possibly another one of the areas, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'd be careful if you're in one of the larger cities that have been affected by the civil unrest and violence over the last 4 or 5 months.
Well, that's all we can do is just prepare and make sure. But in the meantime, here comes the music. That means I got to let you go and look forward to talking to you again real soon, my friend.
All right. Take care, Matt.
All right. Colonel Jim Warshak, everybody, from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, also retired United States Air Force colonel. And we look forward to talking to him every Wednesday here on the program. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of the black man shot 7 times in the back by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, are now saying he's severely injured. They're calling for swift disciplinary action from the police department. Attorney Ben Crump says Jacob Blake's injuries, to most notably his spine, are severe enough to probably leave him paralyzed.
And to hopefully become some resemblance of the man he once was.
Blake's sister, Letitra Weidman, says she has yet to cry because of what's happened. But there are other feelings she has due to many more incidents like this.
This is nothing new. I'm not sad. I'm not sorry. I'm angry. And I'm tired.
The officers involved are on administrative leave as the incident is being investigated. The National Guard is in Kenosha as major protests continue. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and it's Donna Fiducia. We thank her very much. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows are back and better than ever. And this Saturday and Sunday coming up, we'll be in Largo at the Mid-Reg Hall. That's at 6340 126th Avenue North. That's the Mid-Reg Hall there in Largo. It'll be in Saturday 9 to 5. They'll have a concealed carry class at 2 o'clock on Saturday, and then Sunday from 9 to 3, and they'll have a concealed carry class Sunday at 1 p.m. So, whichever works for you, I will be there Saturday from 9 to 2. So, stop by and see me. I'll be in there. Look for my banner on the wall, and I'll be right there giving away some free stuff, and happy to see a lot of folks when they get an opportunity to stop by. And Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows, of course, they've always got a great selection of modern and up-to-date guns as well as tactical equipment. And don't forget the private collections that are there, a lot of different artifacts. And sometimes you'll find a World War II weapon or Korea or maybe even Vietnam. So Two Guys Gun Shows over there at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 2. Stop by and say howdy, howdy, and I'll have some things I'll be giving out. So there you go. Now, joining us right now, we have the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
What's the weather like up there by you? Are you getting any wind?
Not yet. I don't think so. Looks pretty decent right now.
All right. It's going to be kind of hit or miss, but we just got the report that this hurricane, Laura, now has 110 mile an hour. Well, sorry, said that wrong. Now has 115 mile an hour sustained winds with gusts up to 130, and it's going to be a Category 4 before it comes on shore.
Oh, no. Where is it headed?
Louisiana and Texas is where it's been headed all the time. Right there in that southwestern corner. This will be the double.
Yeah.
This will be the double whammy to what they had earlier in the week.
Yeah, well, we got to say our prayers for our brothers out there, brothers and sisters out in the Louisiana and Texas area. That's for sure.
Well, it's going to be what it's going to be, and these storms go wherever they want. Now, this is going to go up to a Category 4 before it backs down again when it makes shore, but it's going to be a Category 4 hurricane, major hurricane, devastating damage, and a huge a surge of water coming through, 7 to 11 feet, some areas 13 feet.
Wow, that's what we needed.
Water is going to go 30 miles inland, they say, from the coastline in certain parts of Louisiana and southeastern Texas. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about what's going on right now. There's a lot of gimmicks and games going on with cruises, with airlines and tickets and this, that, and the other. And if it sounds too good to be true, my word of thumb is, or rule of thumb has always been, it's probably too good to be true. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. There's also a lot of scams out there around the COVID-19 relief and people calling about the Census Bureaus. You got to be diligent as a citizen, as a consumer, and just really be careful and just take a layer deeper, you know, before you start answering a bunch of questions and giving out personal information. You really got to assess the situation and understand what's happening.
Well, if somebody calls you up and they're trying to sell you something, they say, well, we need to have some sort of information. Maybe it's a credit card. Maybe it's your name, address, and date of birth and something like that. Whatever the nonsense is, that should be red flags in your face, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to be mailing out information. I've gotten an uptick in calls from people claiming that they're with the Census Bureau, and they're calling me on different real estate properties that I have listed because I've got about 50 listings in the Tampa Bay area. And they're asking me different questions, and I just at some point I just say, how do I really know that you're who you say you are? You know, because they're supposed to present identification, especially if they're coming in person. And then I just had attorney Millie Anderson on our show, and she did some research on different types of scams, and it's amazing. There's lots of different types of scams. Not only over the internet and via text and via web, but also on the phones trying to get personal information.
Well, I got a telephone call from somebody. It was a local call, or local number, so I picked up the number. And the way they started out was, this is the United States Attorney, Internal Revenue Service, and we have a tax lien against you. Now, the first problem they said was the United States Internal Revenue Service, and we have a tax lien against you for not paying taxes, blah, 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 and we're going to be we can make an arrangement with you right now if you'll just give us your information, and we'll take a credit card in payment. I'm thinking to myself, you know, they must have really, I don't know who they got to do that, but right away you know that it's not true because you don't get phone calls from Internal Revenue.
Right. Yeah, a lot of
them. Ever, ever, ever.
Scammers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these scammers are just, you know, they're grabbing for straws. They're looking for people that are going to be vulnerable enough. And unfortunately in Florida we do have, you know, some folks that are vulnerable. They're, you know, maybe up in age or just, you know, not of the right mind to be able to take, you know, these types of calls, and unfortunately they're probably winning in some cases. You know, these scammers, that is, are able to, you know, take money from people, get money from their wallet, or somehow get it from, you know, access to their computer, and that's what we've got to be careful of.
Well, they scare the bejesus out of people when they do that, because some people go, oh my God, I just got a call from Internal Revenue. Well, how do you know it was Internal Revenue? Well, they said they were. I said, well, one little problem. Internal Revenue does not call you. They will send you a certified letter. They will have someone come to your door and identify themselves, a server or something like that, but you will never get a call from them.
Yeah, yeah. And here's another big one that happens more and more, especially to our seniors here in Florida, is that they'll call and they'll play a recording of a kid or a young person, and they'll claim that it's their grandkid, their daughter, their niece, and
they'll use that emotion from that voice recording to try to get money from them, saying that they're either in jail or they've got caught up with this and they need to have paid. They need to get paid today. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're going to have further consequences. And that's what we found as well.
Yeah, I thought they gave up on that, but I know what you're talking about. I've heard that before. Said your son is in trouble and he needs $250 to get him out of the situation he's in or whatever. Yeah, and I said, well, that's interesting. My son isn't in trouble, and I know where he is right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, go ahead.
I'm just saying he's got to be diligent. You got to, you know, understand the situations and don't fall for that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, I want you to tell everybody, now you are the consumer quarterback, and you have a show that's on afternoons on my flagship station right here that people are listening to us on here in the Tampa area, and you're on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon until Monday through Thursday, but tell us about the website and how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, we got a newly redesigned website, and we're really excited about the look and the feel of it. So we'd love for you to check it out and, you know, give us some feedback, click through, you know, send us an email if you'd like. And then it's consumerqb.com, like the Consumer Quarterback Show, consumerqb.com. And my wife, Lindsay, and I own the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, and we are a top 1% ranked team in the Tampa Bay area. So we'd love to talk to you at 813-750-0550 is our consumer hotline, 813-750-0550. And I'm Brandon Rhymes. Look forward to talking to you.
All right, Brandon. Well, we appreciate talking to you, and we'll talk to you again next week at the same time. Meantime, stay out of trouble.
All right, buddy. We'll do.
All right, and that's Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com, as he just told you. By the way, the more Joe Biden keeps talking about shutdowns and slowdowns and that sort of thing, the worse the Democrat Party is going to do, because the New York Times now is getting on the Democrats for doing that. There's an op-ed piece today from one of the liberals saying that they're making a big mistake by talking about shutdowns. There should be no more talk about shutdowns. People are impoverished. People are having problems with the last shutdown we had, and they certainly don't want to have another one. And I couldn't agree more. All right, well, we're coming back with the beach and boating forecast, and after we do that, we're going to get right into the hurricane and talk about what's going on there, because I'm telling you, this is going to be a big deal for the folks in southwestern Louisiana and southeastern Texas, and could even involve Houston the way we're looking at the track of the storm. So I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy shotgun. Buy shotgun.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, and when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have some scattered afternoon storms today. Small craft should use caution, especially offshore, because we're going to have winds out of the east starting out at about 15 to 20 miles an hour. And then later on, winds out of the southeast, anywhere from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Seas will be 3 to 7 foot today with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature 87 degrees, the Bay water temperature 86 degrees. Our high tide is coming at 7:44 a.m. Our low tide at 4:13 p.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Today's not a day to be out on the water, but you could certainly go visit a Freedom Boat Club location near you and see what they're all about and think about becoming a member. Because since we've all been advised to keep our distance, boating is probably the ultimate way to get away from everything and load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time in the water with your family and friends and sun sanitized too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, 232 locations of the Freedom Boat Club across the country, many of whom you are listening to me right now from where there's a Freedom Boat Club in your backyard. Now, here in Tampa Bay, we have the largest Freedom Boat Club franchise of all of the franchises, over 500 boats, 29 locations, more coming. And if you join the Freedom Boat Club here, you can use your reciprocity to go anywhere in the system. How about that? So to find out more, give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, the number 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Believe me when I tell you, you are going to love the Freedom Boat Club. And again, all you got to do is check them out and see what they have to say. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Well, here we go. I'm going to read you the latest bulletin here, the latest advisor we have on Hurricane Laura. For you people that are anywheres in central western Louisiana along I-10 over into Texas, Beaumont, and even over towards the eastern part of Houston, Texas, pay attention. You have a dangerous, major hurricane coming at you. Hurricane Laura is expected to rapidly strengthen to a Category 4 hurricane. That is a massive, catastrophic hurricane. Now, forecasters are saying it's going to produce life-threatening storm surge, extreme winds, flash flooding over eastern Texas and Louisiana later today into tonight and tomorrow morning. Now, the location right now, 26.1 north, 90.7 west, about 315 miles south-southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana, and about 335 miles southeast of Galveston, Texas. Maximum sustained winds right now are at 110 miles an hour with gusts to 130. That's only going to increase. Present movement is northwest at 15 miles per hour. The minimum central pressure has dropped down. We started the show, it was at 978. Now it's 973. Definitely strengthening. Definitely. Now, there are warnings from Freeport, Texas to the mouth of the Mississippi River for storm surge. A hurricane warning is in effect for San Luis Pass, Texas to the intercoastal city in Louisiana. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for Sargent, Texas to San Luis Pass, in Texas. Also, east of the intercoastal city of Louisiana to the mouth of the Mississippi River, a tropical storm warning. Again, the storm surge, the water is going to be the big problem, folks. Wind is one thing, but the water is the thing that you really have to be careful of. The surge from the Sea Rim State Park to Intercoastal City, including Sabine Lake and Calcasieu Lake, 10 to 15 feet storm surge. Intercoastal City to Morgan City, including Vermilion Bay, 8 to 12 feet. This is serious stuff. Elsewhere, it'll be 6 to 9, 4 to 7, 3 to 5. Won't be quite as bad. But you need to prepare and get yourself out of Dodge if you're in harm's way or in a low-lying area. Rain, plenty of it. 5 to 10 inches in most areas. Isolated maximums 15 to 20 inches across parts of the northwestern Gulf Coast from western Louisiana to far eastern Texas. Also going up into Arkansas, this rain. And it's going to continue that way. The hurricane force winds right now are out some 75 miles. The tropical force winds are out some 175 miles. So, and don't forget, tornadoes, too, are spun by these type of storms. So tornadoes are expected this evening through the night in Louisiana, far southeast Texas, and southwestern Mississippi. The risk for a few tornadoes should continue through Thursday across Louisiana, Arkansas, and western Mississippi as well as this storm moves further north. And again, take a look at the weather map, and what you're going to see
is not going to be pretty. You must prepare for this, and please be safe. Don't take any unnecessary precautions. And truckers, if you're along I-10, forget it. East of Houston, you're not going to go anywhere because the wind, these winds will blow your truck over, your high-profile vehicle. By the way, between Shreveport, Louisiana, and Lafayette, Louisiana, north-south, you won't want to go that way either. Eastern part of Texas, up towards Texarkana, as the day progresses, you'll have winds that will be going along, and as the storm moves up through there overnight, we should see this storm probably come ashore sometime around the time we start our show tonight. So there you go. But keep all of that in mind. Now, let me remind you about my buddies down in Sarasota at Dominic's Wines and Decor, because they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And don't forget, you can always tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, because you might get to sneak into some of that free private stock pastry that they hide in the back room. But I'm not supposed to tell you that, but I just did. And you never know. By the way, they're great, great people. They're the best at what they do, bar none. Well, tonight, RNC day number 3. Can they outdo day number 1 and day number 2? We'll see. By the way, we'll take a look at how the ratings were for day number 2 on the TV. Let you know about that. Again, first day, they were 5 times higher than the Democrats were the week prior. I'm not surprised. We'll also be checking on Kenosha. Will Kenosha calm down or not? There was a plea for peace from the family of Jacob Blake yesterday. A very passionate plea for peace, saying that Jacob would not want that. And he's the one that's in the hospital, underwent surgery again yesterday. Shot 7 times. May never walk again. We'll see. But for you folks over there in Louisiana, southeast Texas, along I-10, please be careful. We don't want to be talking about anybody losing their life over something silly. In the meantime, I will be back tonight with a lot more. Hope everybody has a great day today. Whatever it is you're doing, make sure you do it right the first time. You won't have to worry about a second time now, will you? And remember, our show is all about we the people. We the people. We're the bosses of applesauce, and these other people work for us. I'll see y'all tonight on the radio. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.